Shalom to all. Today's office of Shalom Shabbos Tafayin Vav, and we're starting Ayin Hey Omid Beis about 5 lines off from the bottom, right at the beginning of the Gemara, after the Mishnah, and the Vilna Sura's Daf, it's on Samach Beis Omid Aleph. And today's office sponsor, Lilui Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, the Mishnah spoke of a case where one carried a large basket from his house, placed it down on the scoop on the threshold, which is a carmelis, and the majority was actually outside in the Rishus Rabbim. And he's potter for this act because some of it is still on the scoopa. So now we clarify this. Chizki Omer, he says, Bekubashal Kishum Shal Dulum, he must Nisin. Mishnah's talking about a basket that's full of Kishum and Dulum, which are very long, is like cucumbers or squash and gourd. Some of the food is inside and some of it's outside. In other words, Chizkiah is clarifying that the Mishnah is not discussing the fact that the basket is still partially inside, rather that the produce in the basket is still partially inside, even though the majority of it is outside in the Rishus Rabbim. Since some of it is still inside, because again, it's very long, a person's not going to be chai for doing this. But if the basket's full of fruit, for example, figs, what's his mitzvah figs worth, which over here would be a fig's worth of figs, so he's chayiv. And that's because since this food is individual, it's all its own little thing within the basket, and Chizkiah over here holds, and which is very important, eged kli loishme eged, the fact that everything is inside the kli doesn't mean it's all considered like one, everything is its own individual entity. Therefore, when a whole thing, the size of a gregaris, is outside the Rishus Rabbim, even though it's in the basket, and the basket's not fully in the Rishus Rabbim, nonetheless, he's going to be chayiv. Now, Amrin, they say in the Beis Medrash, Milson Rabbi Yechanan pliga. The following thing, Rabbi Yechanan seems to argue with Chizkiah. The Amar, Ayin Vavam Malach on top, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan, Sarod, which is literally translated as a trough, some of it's inside, some of it's outside in the Rishus Rabbim, Natal Mikan, Natal Lakan. If he takes from here and puts to there, Potter is Potter. That means he takes something from Rishus Yachid and he puts it in the trough, even in the part that's in the Rishus Rabbim, or he takes something from Rishus Rabbim and puts it into the trough, even in the place that's in Rishus Yachid, he's Potter. And it's only Yom Akrai, if he had picked it up, he lifted this thing up, Achi Akar Kulei Ka'achas, he has to lift up the whole thing at once. In other words, if we're going to say that he's going to be over, he has to lift it up entirely from the Rishus Yachid and place it entirely into the Rishus Rabbim, or vice versa. It can't be that it's partially here, partially there. And that clearly tells us that Eged Kli Shmei Eged, not like Chizkiah, because we said in the first part of the statement, as long as he places it into the trough, even though he's in the Rishus Yachid, and he puts it into the part that's in the Rishus Rabbim, he's not over the Isser. And that must be, because everything's considered like one entity in the Kli. However, Amar Rav Manu, Kumi Rabbi Yisa, he explains that no, Chizkiah is not necessarily arguing with Rabbi Yochanan. Tiftik, we'd explain that Chizkiah is referring to the following, but Parots, where it's open, meaning one or maybe more than one of the walls of the Kli were broken, it was open, and therefore we can't consider everything contained within the Kli. We can say Eged Kli Shme Eged because it's parts, it's broken open. However, Armalehi said to him, Vatanina and Kupa, we said Kupa in the Mishnah, basket. Is Chamemer Kupa Prutza? Can we say we're talking about a basket that doesn't have walls, it's broken open? That doesn't make sense. Rather, my Kedoyin, why does Chizkiah argue? Because Ein Lecha Metaltel Rishus Rabbim Venasa Karmelis Ela Adam Bavad. You don't have something that's Metaltel Rishus Rabbim that's made like a Karmelis except for a person. In other words, according to Chizkiah, a Kli can't be a Karmelis. A person could be somewhat treated like a Karmelis. That's why if a person is standing out of the Rishus Rabbim and he puts his hand inside and something's placed into it, we don't say the Baal Bayis who's inside putting something onto the person's hand is going to be chayiv, even though a hand is technically connected to the body and the body is out of the Rishus Rabbim. Still, we look at the hand as its separate entity, and that's what we're calling karmelis over here. But in regards to a Kli can't be a karmelis. Therefore, even though the Kli might be on a karmelis or in the karmelis, it's on the skupa, the Paris in the Kli aren't considered part of it, and therefore, some are considered to be in the Rishus Rabbim, and that's why he's chayiv, according to Chizkiah. Now we have a number of different dinim. Chizkiah Amar, he says, if a person brings a bundle out from the Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabbim, and as he's putting the Rishus Rabbim, or before he puts it into Rishus Rabbim, the top of it is above 10. In other words, his bundle is so large that even when he places it down the Rishus Rabbim, the top of the bundle goes above 10 tefachim. Since the whole thing is down the Rishus Rabbim, he's potter. We know that the Rishus Rabbim only goes to 10 tefachim above it. Once we're more than 10 tefachim above the Rishus Rabbim, that's called a makom patur. And since this entire bundle is on the Rishus Rabbim, because some of it's above 10 tefachim, he's potter for this. Another memra, Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Haitzi Kairim Rishus Yachid Rishus Rabbim. A person carries out a long beam from Rishus Yachid Rishus Rabbim, and Achalei Nichar Rishus Rabbim Nichlas Rishus Rishus Yachid Acheres. As he's putting down Rishus Rabbim, the tip of this beam goes into a different Rishus Yachid. Hayalvin Kula Nichar Rishus Rabbim. Since the whole thing's on Rishus Rabbim, because some of it's in Rishus Yachid, potter, he's potter. Another din, Amar Biyachin, he tells us, Evan Shina Sunu Rishus Rabbim Gavaya Asar Ruchavar Ba. A stone which is in Rishus Rabbim, it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, which makes it Rishus Yachid. Hamishtamish Mitoichel Rishus Rabbim Rishus Rabbim Latoichel Chayiv. Somebody who's mishtamish, he uses it from it to Rishus Rabbim or from a Rishus Rabbim to it, he's going to be chayiv. And the chiddush over here is that even though this rock is precisely 10 tefachim tall, it means if you want to use the top of the rock, the item that you're putting there or taking off of it has to go above 10 tefachim, which we said before is considered a makom patur. Nonetheless, since you're just going through a makom patur, you're not resting there, you're going to be chayiv. Now Shmuel says something very similar to Rabbi Yochanan. Kupa shim leya peiros. We have a box full of fruits. When Rishus Rabbim, it's in Rishus Rabbim, gavaya asar u chavar ba. law, it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. Hamishtam shmitaychel shusrabim or shusram mitaychel pater. If someone's using it from it or shusrabim or from shusram to it, he's putting something into it, taking something out of it, he's pater. So the Gemara asks, Mahu Paleg, what? Shmuel argues with Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi Yechanan just said the same exact thing, but that he's chayiv. And the answer is that no, kan b'shahav chal tzida, kan b'shalayav chal tzida. Over here, Shmuel's din is talking about where the box was turned on its side. Yes, it's 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, but it wasn't standing upright, it was put on its side, so that means that right now, it's only 4 tefachim tall and 10 tefachim wide, so that's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and therefore, he's going to be putter. Whereas Rabbi Yechanan's din was talking about a rock, which is 10 tefachim tall, and so that's a regular Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Now the Gemara asks an interesting question, Rabbi Bar Chiya Bai, he asked the following, Akar Evan Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Gvai Asar Chavar Abba, there was a stone that was in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, 10 tefachim tall, 4 tefachim wide, so it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but he picks up that stone itself and moves it a little bit away and puts it back down. Mat Avid Law, how do you treat this? Kemishtamash Mitaychel Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Rosh Hashanah Rabim, using from Rosh Hashanah Rabim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid and Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, like in Rabbi Yechanan's case, or Rosh Hashanah Rabim Acheres, is it like from Rosh Hashanah Rabim to another? In other words, there's many ways we could look at this. When he picks up this stone that's Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's not considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid anymore, because now it's just a regular stone. So do we view picking up this rock as if he's taking something from a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, or maybe we just look at it as taking something from Rosh Hashanah Rabim, because the moment he picks it up, it's not considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid anymore? And in regards to putting it down, we have the same question. Do we view it as putting down something in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, or do we view it down as putting something in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because the moment he puts it down, it's now considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid? And depending how we're going to look at each of the sides, the Akira and the Hanacha, depends on whether or not we're going to mechayev him, say it's Aser, or that it's Mutter completely. And on to Ayin Vav on Beis on top with a very similar question, Rabban de Gisaren Armin Rabbi Yechon Abay, the Rabban de Gisaren say that Rabbi Yechon asked the following, Nasan Chamisha al Gabi Chamisha, let's say he put 5 on top of 5. There's 2 piles of dirt in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. One of them is 10 Tvachim high, 4 Tvachim wide, so it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and the other one is only 5 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide. And he takes a 5 Tefach high clump of dirt from the 10 Tefach one and places it on the 5 Tefach one. And it's the same question, Ma'atavadlan, what do you do with this? How do we treat it? Is it like carrying from a Carmelist or Shas Yachid or Shas Yachid to Carmelist? That's because, again, it's the same thing. When he takes the dirt from the 10 Tefach one, that's like taking from Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and then when he puts it on the 5 one, that's a Carmelist, so it's like putting on a Carmelist. Or Rosh Hashanah Yachid Acharis, is it like from one Rosh Hashanah Yachid to another Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which is no problem, because when he takes off the 10 Tefach height, that's like taking from Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and then when he puts it onto the 5 Tefach height, he's making Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because now it's 10 Tefachim, so maybe it's just like putting it into another Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which is no problem. And the Gemara doesn't answer either of these questions. And moving on to Halacha Gimel, the Mishnah tells us, Hamotzi, someone who carries out to the Shas Rabim, Bein Miminoi, whether in his right hand, Bein Mismoili, whether in his left hand, Besoichekoi, in his chest, his bosom, Oil Ksefer, on his shoulder, Chayv is Chayv. Now, why would he be Chayv for his shoulder? Shekin Masa B'nei Kahas, because this is what the B'nei Kahas did. We know there's 3 families of Levim, Gershon, Kahas, and Merari, and the B'nei Kahas, they were the ones that carried all the Kelim of the Mishkan when Bnei Yisrael traveling through the Midbar, for example, the Aron, the Menorah, so on and so forth, and they would carry it on their shoulders. So we see that carrying on a shoulder is normal. However, La'achar Yadai, if he carries something on the back of his hand, Biragloi with his foot, Befiv with his mouth, Marpeka with his elbow, Ba'azna with his ear, Basari in his hair, Vapandase Upia Lamata with his belt, but its opening is facing downwards. This was some sort of money belt that was hollow that you could put stuff inside, and if the opening was facing downwards, that's not normal. Or Benafundas al Chalukai in between his belt and his shirt, or Bachapas Chalukai with the hem of his garment. Imagine you have your pants cuffed, turned upwards, you could put something inside. Carrying out like that is not considered the norm. Bimin Ole with a shoe, Vasandle with a sandal, Potter, fellows Potter for doing this, because he didn't carry out the normal way one would carry. Now the Gemara begins by asking, just on the case of shoulder of Ksefai, Rabbi Yosi Abai, Rabbi Yosi asks the following question, Me'ata, now that we're learning that carrying on a shoulder is normal from Masa B'nei Kahas, do you want to say that if a person puts a gregaris, a little fig's worth of food on his shoulder, he's going to be chayiv because that's Masa B'nei Kahas? That's not Masa B'nei Kahas. B'nei Kahas carried very heavy things and big bulky things on their shoulders, not small things, and so it's not clear from the Mishnah what amount a person would be chayiv for carrying out on his shoulder. We now continue discussing carrying in different manners. Uksev, the pasuk tells us, Ufkudas Elazar ben Aaron HaKayin, and the job or the charge of Elazar ben Aaron HaKayin was to do the following, Shemen HaMa'ar, to carry the oil for the lamp, for the menorah, Uktarsa Samim, Tyres, Umincha Satamid, Mincha of the Tamid, Veshemen HaMishcha, and the special anointing oil. All these things had to be carried by Elazar. How did he do this? Shemen HaMa'ar B'Minoi, he carried the Shemen in his right hand, Uktarsa Samim B'Smailoi, the Uktarsa in his left hand, so we see that right and left are both normal ways of carrying. The mincha that was brought along with the carbon tumid of the day was on his arm. It really just means it was hanging from his shoulder. Shemen HaMishcha, Echon Haya Nason. What about the Shemen HaMishcha? Where was that placed? Rav Avin says, B'Shem Rablazar, Kemin Sleichas Ketana, Haya Loi Bafundasai. It was like a small flask that was put in his belt. And so we see, according to this, that carrying in a belt is a normal way of carrying. Now we just address the fact that we see that Elazar ben Aaron HaKayin was carrying so many things. In Tamar, Shahaya Katan, if you want to say that it's because he was Katan, he wasn't important, that can't be, because Amar Rabbi Shuban Levi tells us, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Nasi Nisiye Halevi Elazar ben Aaron. So we see that the Nasi of the Nisiye Halevi was Elazar ben Aaron, and that tells us Duch Duchanim Haya, that he was a leader of all the other leaders. So he was very chashav. And Rabbi Yehuda Rebbe Amar, he tells us Markal Haya, he was a Markal. Markal is a contraction of Mar Al Hakol. He's a master over everything, and so we see that he was very chashav. And then Rabbi teaches a brass just like this. V'lamina Krishmai Markal. Why is it called Markal? Shahaya Mar Al Hakol. He was a master over everything. And so what are we learning from here? That Elazar had to carry all these things, even though he was so chashav. Elosh Ein Gedula Patan Shamelech. There's no such a thing as Gedula, as prominence, as chashivos when you're in the palace of the king. No matter how chashav you might be outside, inside, you're just considered like a regular person. And we see this from another source as well. And Rabbi Levi tells us, Ksev, it says in the pasuk, V'lavash HaKayin Midayvad, the kohen would put on his tunic, and V'heirim Es HaDeshen, he would separate the deshen, the ash, from the Mizbeach. Now you might say, it's not proper to be wearing Big Day Kahuna while taking ashes off the Mizbeach. And the answer is that no, El She'en Gedula Patan Shamelech, there's no Gedula in the palace, in the castle of the king, and there's no such a thing that I'm too chashav to do such a lowly, not chashav job. We're in the base of Mikdash, you're in the king's palace, and there's no such a thing as chashav here or chashav there. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Dalid, continue to discuss the chiyuv of carrying out on Shabbos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.